You mentioned LA being very superficial. A lot of people say Miami is very superficial, but I know so many people, all they do is complain about where they live. And all they do is say, oh, I'm so jealous you live in Miami. Wow, it must be so nice. It must be so easy. No, it wasn't fucking easy. No, it was really expensive to move. And it's okay to be afraid and it's okay to be intimidated, but it's not okay to be stuck, in my opinion.
The money can be a struggle for certain people, but you'll find a way, you'll figure it out. Burn the fucking ships and you'll figure it out. When you go into survival mode, you're inevitably gonna find so many opportunities.
Have you ever found yourself stuck in the same place year after year, dreaming of a fresh start, but too afraid to make the move? Maybe you've convinced yourself that where you are now is good enough and that taking the leap could lead to failure. Well, today Sylvia and I will be talking about our life-changing decision to move to a new city, a decision driven by a burning desire to grow, meet new people, and avoid the regret of wondering years later what our lives could have looked like if we hadn't made the move.
How's your morning? How's your morning going?
It's great. I went to the gym. It was empty because it was 8 a.m. on a Saturday. All the machines were open. All the cables were open. It was fantastic.
How are you feeling, though, that it's so cloudy outside on the weekend? Like, we can't even go and enjoy the beach or the pool.
Not great, but you know how Miami is. It'll be cloudy for 2 days and then, or 2 minutes.
And I was going to say, yeah, exactly. It's
cloudy
like that
for 2 minutes
weather.
And then it'll be sunny again.
I'm so excited for today's topic because I feel like we both can completely relate to it and have the same experience because we both were living in California for quite a while.
A long time.
Yeah. And now coming to the East Coast. Mm-hmm. No, Florida's not considered the East Coast.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
I mean, yeah. It's the Southeast. Coast on the east side.
I've referred to it once as the East Coast, and they're like, Florida's not on the East Coast, but it is.
It is.
They're like, it's South.
I think just when you say East Coast, people think New York.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It is technically the East Coast. So
okay, good,
that's
good.
Valid.
I mean, I'm usually good with geography, but sometimes not my best. But Sylvia, I want to ask you, what was for you the initial spark to make you want to make the move to Miami?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think there was a couple things that happened that sort of triggered the decision, but I would say instead of a spark, it was more like a slow hum of like being stagnant where I was.
Okay.
And that just kind of built over time. And I was living in San Diego. I had been there almost 4 years and I loved San Diego, beautiful city, nice people. I had great friends there, lived in a beautiful house by the beach, by the surf community, but it just felt too small for me. It wasn't moving fast enough. It didn't have the energy I wanted. I wanted to be back in a city again. And so these feelings were starting to build. And then the actual trigger for the move was my company actually opened an office out here.
Nice.
They actually didn't open an office. They were talking about opening an office.
Okay.
And I was like, interesting. And I didn't have to move. We had an office in San Diego as well. But it was just like that little catalyst that was like, oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. And so I started looking into it. I'd never even been to Miami before. I'd only been to the East Coast a couple of times.
Okay.
I had been in California for the last 15 years. And so that was a very comfortable place for me.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you were in Cali for 15 years
consecutively.
A long
time.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in LA for almost 10 years. And then I was in San Francisco.
Okay.
And then I was in San Diego for 4 years. So it was a lot of all over California. And so my company's like, oh, we may open an office here. I'm like, interesting. And so it was like the seed had already been planted. Mm-hmm. And it was just that one little nudge that made me actually look into it. And I've moved a lot in my life. I moved to the U.S. from Africa when I was 17 by myself, didn't know a soul. Mm-hmm. Moved to L.A. at the time. When I moved to San Francisco, I didn't know anyone. When I moved to San Diego, I didn't know anyone there. So that part was like part of my life. And so when this little...
It's the norm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when this little spark happened, it was like, oh, there's something here. But I'd never been here before.
But so did you just come and visit and then agreed to like move here? Or did you just move here without coming to visit the place?
So I did visit.
Okay.
I think this is the craziest part. So I visited once and just immediately fell in love with it. Like, you know, when you land somewhere and you are somewhere and you're trying to make a decision and your whole body is like, yes, this is the right thing to do, even if it's crazy.
Yes.
And it's like that gut feeling that's telling you, you need to do this. You need to make the move.
And every time I've made a big decision that way, it's always been the best decision I've ever made. And this was no exception to that.
I love that. Did you move here by yourself or were you?
So I was in a relationship at the time, which I think really helped. That relationship didn't work out.
Okay.
But I'm grateful for it because I think it would have been more difficult to move by myself. And thankfully, my partner at the time was very open to it. And so that made it easier. He was working remotely. I was, you know, this office was potentially opening. So that part was a little, was simpler for us. Okay. But yeah, I'm grateful for that because I think it helped make the transition a little bit more familiar where it's like, okay, at least I know one person.
Yeah. No, and it's great that you're bringing that up because I actually, the fact that you moved here with your partner is crazy because sometimes as a couple, you get so complacent that you don't even make the move. And sometimes when you're single, you just get out of a breakup, it's easier to make the move because you want to leave everything behind. So I think that's very powerful in a way as a couple to be able to move somewhere else, starting fresh, because exactly like you said, you didn't know anyone, you didn't have any friends. So that is very powerful. That like gives hope to couples that they're like, okay, cool, we can move and actually go somewhere and have a new chapter in our life and be successful like you are here in Miami.
Yeah.
Well, I've moved most of my life. So for me, it's the norm. I'm just, if I wasn't to move every other year, every 2 years, I'd be like, there's something wrong here. I would have to move. But I was in Los Angeles for the past 4 years, I think. So it was 2017 to 2022. Mm-hmm. So it was 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I was stuck there for those 5 years. And I was with Colin at the time. And well, we're back together.
Yeah. Long story.
We're back together. We'll get into that later. But we decided that was no longer serving us, like living there.
Why was that?
I guess it's also, we got complacent. We were working from home all the time. Anytime we would go out, we didn't enjoy the company. California, Los Angeles, just in general, there's not a lot of substance. I feel like a lot of people there are very superficial. And once again, it goes back to the crowd or the environment you hang out with. So clearly, if you're not in the right environments, you're not going to get those people that might bring some sort of like fulfillment to your life. So we just decided to move to Miami. We came on vacation. We were looking at different places and Miami, just like you, it felt right. Mm-hmm. There was something about it, something in the air, the people. And I fell in love and I was like, we are going to move here. And we did. We chose Miami and it was the best decision ever.
It's such a good point. Sometimes you're right. If you're in a relationship, there's a part of it that's easier because then you're with someone else that you know and there's that familiarity. But then it's also harder because then you're moving two lives.
Exactly.
And there's maybe a little bit more friction there as well. So I think it could be both. When you're single, it's like you can make that decision for yourself. When you're in a relationship, if the person agrees to go with you, then it can help maybe make that transition a little bit more comfortable. But it's also harder because it's one other person whose life is changing as well. And that can be difficult for some people too.
Yeah, and it can be even difficult if your partner isn't necessarily happy with making the move, but they're just very passive with it and they decide to move there with you and then they're miserable, but they don't want to say anything because maybe they're just scared of like opening up or telling you how they feel because they know that you're very happy with where you're at. So it's good that you both were with the right mindset of making the move. Mm-hmm. And going back to San Diego, you're absolutely right. I feel like any place that you live where there's like a lot of surfing and chilling, people are lazy. There's not that drive or ambition. And I'm not saying that applies to everyone that lives in San Diego, but for the majority, like I have a friend that lives in Hawaii and she has her own bikini company. And she always told me, like, it's so hard to meet people, like, at my same level that want to work hard or build something for themselves because all they do is, like, surf and drink beer. And yep. I was like, Hawaii's not the place to be.
That's exactly how San Diego was. It was like, you're surrounded. Like, I do think there's, like, the city part of the city. But the biggest difference that a city makes is the people that are in it. Exactly. And there's obviously many different types of people, many different types of cities. You mentioned LA being very superficial. A lot of people say Miami is very superficial, but there's so also some incredibly genuine and driven people here. And you also said something in the air, which I completely agree. There is something in the air here. There's like a warmth and an energy and a growth and a change that I think is such a driver of just like changing the trajectory of your life in a really powerful way.
You're right. Everyone says, oh, well, you went from Los Angeles to Miami, and that's like considered the most superficial city in the world or whatever. But you're right. Since I've moved here, I have not encountered one person that has been superficial or just kind of focuses, you know, maybe if you have an expensive car, what car you drive or what do you do for a job? Like, those aren't the first questions people ask you. Like, they genuinely want to get to know you. And once again, it goes back to, where am I hanging out? Where am I going? So I've just met incredible people out here, and I'm just so fascinated with this city. And right now at this moment, I do not want to move anytime soon because I'm used to moving every 2 years. So this is great for me, because this is one thing, because I get a lot of questions on Instagram. Sometimes people will DM me and they're like, oh my God, I love seeing your videos, like being in Miami. It just looks so healthy and there's this like success in the air when you're in Miami. And they say they want to move to Miami. And for me, it's probably easy to be like, okay, then why don't you just move? Because I've done it so many times. But going from LA and being there for 5 years, I kind of got stagnant and complacent. So even just moving to a new city, like, yeah, it was a little bit scary, but at the same time, exciting. And I feel like for anyone that might be scared of making that move, they just need to understand, like, anywhere you go, it's all about perception and how you approach things and your mindset. If you're going in with the right mindset and you're doing the little things to better your life and maybe get a better job, like, everything's gonna fall into place, mm-hmm. no matter what.
I completely agree. And the mindset piece is huge, because actually I have a lot of coworkers that are moving here right now. And a lot of them will come here and visit and tour places, and they'll complain and say, oh, it's so hot. It's so humid here, which I completely understand. It's a warm place. Yes, it's tropical. Yes, yeah. Welcome. But I tell them,
you knew what you were signing up for.
I tell them, I know. Doesn't it feel like you're on vacation on an island somewhere? By the beach.
I love that.
With the warm weather and the summer storms. I'm like, what? I know, isn't it great?
And what, let me guess, were they then like, were you able to change their mind? Or were
no,
they
they're
just,
like, I hate you. Oh my. No, not really. I think they're trying to be open to it, but it is an adjustment anytime you move somewhere new. There's always going to be a period where you're like, what the heck did I just do? I had those moments too when I moved here. But the mindset piece, I think, is makes the biggest difference about whether you love where you live or you don't. And you mentioned people that talk about wanting to move, and you're like, why don't you do it? It sounds crazy, but I know so many people, all they do is complain about where they live. And all they do is say, oh, I'm so jealous you live in Miami. Wow, it must be so nice. It must be so easy. No, it wasn't fucking easy. No, it was really expensive to move. Yes, it was really disruptive. And I made it work and I solved those problems. And so, yeah, like, I think people feel like they're stuck, but you are never stuck.
Don't you love the victim mindset too, where it's like, oh, it must be so easy for you. Even when I go on my runs, oh, I would go running every day if I was by the beach. Like,
no, you fucking wouldn't.
Exactly. No, you wouldn't. But no, it's so true. It's like, what, instead of complaining, and this is the thing, like, it's okay to complain a little bit at the beginning. Like, even if you're a friend, you want to be there, you want to support them. But if it's constant and this thing's been dragging on for years and years, it's like, what is holding you back? And this goes back to the question of, like, many people feel paralyzed by the fear of failure when considering a big move. What advice would you give to someone who is stuck in that mindset?
I would say it's always going to feel like you're jumping off a cliff. And there's always something beautiful on the other side. And every time I've done it, whether it's leaving a relationship or moving to a new city or taking a new job, that feels right when you have that intuitive feeling and that pull, and you, it's like a seed gets planted in your mind and it's just growing there, and you can't get it out. Do it, chase it. It's always worth it, and you'll always find something beautiful on the other side, and it's not gonna be easy. And it's okay to be afraid, and it's okay to be intimidated, but it's not okay to be stuck, in my opinion. That's how I feel for myself. And so, yeah, jump off the cliff.
Jump off the land, like, dive in properly into the water. And I agree. And I think one thing that prevents people from making this big change and move is leaving behind maybe friends that they've had their entire life, from childhood, their family. And yeah, it can be scary, but guess what? At the end of the day, friends come and go. I'm sure most people that are even scared of losing these so-called friends. They're probably just friends because of the timeline, the length, the amount of time that they've been friends together. Like, this doesn't necessarily mean that that friendship is actually strong and they're helping you move forward with your goals and your aspirations in life. And same goes with family. It's like family's always going to be there. If you're afraid to, let's say, move away from your siblings, like, they're gonna be creating their own life eventually, and they're gonna have their own family. And you need to focus on you and what makes you feel right. And I remember my family was so devastated when I decided to move. But now it's like, they see how happy I am. They see it wasn't working out for me in LA. There were just so many things that, and I've opened up to you about this, like, there were so many things that weren't working out for me that I felt like moving somewhere new was gonna be a complete fresh start. And it was. They're more than supportive. And I still go and visit them every other month. Like, you know this. I'm like taking off every other 2 months for LA, even if it's just for 3 days. And I know sometimes the money can be a struggle for certain people, but you'll find a way, you'll figure it out. And it's like what you said, just jump off the cliff and burn the fucking ships. And you'll figure it out. When you go into survival mode, you're inevitably gonna find so many opportunities, because it's like you have no, like, there's nothing else. That's the only path that you need to take, is like figuring it out. Mm-hmm. So even if you can't afford it right now with the job that you might have, you can find, you can get a side hustle, or you can move. If right now you wanna save up to move to a different city, move back in with your parents. I had to do it. I moved back in with my mom because I remember I wanted to start my own business, and she told me, okay, move in with me. Like, if you don't want to pay for your rent and you want to invest that money in your own business, come move in with me. There's going to be rules that you need to obey to, but it's perfectly fine. I know a lot of people, they feel like, oh, well, people are going to judge me. I'm in my 30s, because like I was with my mom at 28.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, yeah, I remember I had little voices in the background from people saying like, she's with their mom at 28. Bitch, where the fuck are you now?
And look at you now.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what? I didn't let the noise prevent me from moving it back in with my mom, focusing on my goal to make some money, put it into my business. And then, yeah, now I'm with my boyfriend and we moved here together, broke up, got back together, but I couldn't be happier. And I didn't have any friends just like you. And we made the friends. Yeah. Like, we go out, we meet people at the gym, even just, you met friends on Bumble, right?
Bumble for Friends. Yeah. Yes, I know it sounds crazy, but when I first got here, I was like, and I'll do anything to, here's my belief, and I think this is helpful for anyone who's afraid to leave their friends, is there is good people everywhere. There's good people in every single city. All you have to do is find them. And sometimes that can happen through some crazy ways, like Bumble for Friends. So when I first got here, I got on Bumble for Friends. I was like, this is really weird. I'm swiping for friends. Like, it's a weird thing. But I found two of my very best friends I have today that have been now my friends for 2 years. Were my first two Bumble friend dates, and they're incredibly wonderful, kind, amazing people. And they were just looking for other wonderful, kind people as well. So there's good people everywhere. You just have to put yourself out there and increase the chances of meeting those people. And just know that there's other people out there too that are looking for friends like you, and all you have to do is find them. And so do whatever it takes.
Exactly. Or go to places, like, there's so many apps too that you can go on where they have events, or, like, you know me, I love to run. So they have like meetups to go for a run, or networking events. Like, go on those apps and go out on the weekend. I can promise you, like, if you're attending places that have your same interests, you're gonna find the right people there. It's just a matter of putting yourself out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel like the move to Miami impacted your personal growth and your journey towards finding purpose?
Ugh, could not be a better question. It's been everything. I cannot imagine where I would be in my life if I did not move. And I changed everything. Like, if you want a change in your life, I think moving is one of the most powerful ways that you can make that change, because your environment affects you so much. And you can say, I'm a strong person, I have willpower, I'm motivated, etc. And all those things were true of me in San Diego. But if you take all those things and then you also add an environment that supports the growth that you want, that is a crazy combination that can just really take it to the next level. So for me, Miami is where I found myself. And Miami, you can find anything you possibly want to. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the special things about this city and a lot of other big cities, but there's something about this city in particular. It's like everything is at your fingertips. And so what it really teaches you is what to say no to. Mm-hmm. And in learning what you want to say no to, that's how you really find yourself. Because you discover the power of choice and you discover this ability to ask yourself, what really makes me happy?
Exactly.
And that's what I found here. And what makes me happy is my fitness, my early mornings, the beach, the sunshine, warm, friendly people, the living in the clouds on the 45th floor, mm-hmm. looking over the water. All these things bring me so much joy. And I can't imagine where I would be if I didn't move. It changed everything.
I can really feel it in your voice, mm-hmm. how passionate you are about it and like being here. And that makes me very happy. But I want to ask you just a little bit more to be more specific.
Yeah.
What do you feel like you were missing in San Diego in terms of like, yeah, you told me a lot that was going on here, but how were you feeling in San Diego? Mm-hmm. Like what was going on in your head and how were you feeling? And because now obviously you seem like completely transformed and like you're so enlightened by being here in Miami. But what were your thoughts and emotions when you were in San Diego?
Oh, such a good question. So when I was in San Diego, I felt like I was coasting a little bit in my career. I was definitely coasting in my relationship, in my friendships. And I was on this great career track. I had this great job. I was in this relationship. I had good friends. But I felt like I was missing some part of my potential. And when I moved here, what really changed, it's like there I was feeling this gap between who I was and who I felt like I could be. And I felt like there was something missing. And I didn't even necessarily know specifically what it was. I just felt like I wasn't reaching for everything I could be. And so when I moved here, what changed for me was I started to dream a little bit bigger. I started to explore and discover, yeah, what really made me happy? What am I passionate about? A big thing that changed for me was leaving my relationship was huge. I don't think I would have ever done that if I was in San Diego. Okay. Because living here, yeah, it just made me feel like there's this world of potential. I didn't want to be held back. It's like that feeling just got amplified. Mm-hmm. And in that feeling getting amplified, that feeling of there being this gap between who I was and who I wanted to be, I started to really search and try to find those things. And I went to events and I made friends and I connected with people that were really chasing their dreams and that really inspired me. I did online courses. I went to retreats. I traveled. I just like really chased trying to figure out what would fill this feeling for me. And today I don't feel that at all. I feel like I don't feel held back. I don't feel like there's a single day that goes by where I'm not, you know, filling the day with all the things that will get me to where I want to be. I mean, recording this with you right now, I think is the perfect example. This is something I've always wanted to do that has been such a dream of mine, that's been on my vision board. And so just meeting someone like you here in the city who is just like, let's do it. And then making time for it, making it happen, and just diving in, that's been huge. In my career, the big thing that's changed for me is just really leading from a place of authenticity and vulnerability. I felt like I was a robot before, mm-hmm. and I felt like there was something missing from that. Like there was like a leadership and a connection, and there's like a people part of business that was missing. And how I found that here was just through mentorship, people that I went out and asked to mentor me, business coaches. I hired a personal coach here as well, who was incredibly helpful in just helping me, connect with my authentic self.
Yes.
So it was just kind of like all these pieces, they didn't line up. I went out and I found them and chased them, and it's changed everything.
Which probably wouldn't have happened once again if you were still in San Diego.
Exactly.
And I think you are so strong because you made two very important decisions that not a lot of people are capable of doing, and they'll take this to the grave with them being like, fuck, I wish I did this. I wish I wasn't staying in a relationship that didn't make me happy. But you, one, had the strength to move with your partner to a new city. Okay. Once again, not a lot of people do that. Mm-hmm. Two, you left a partner that no longer served you. The relationship didn't serve you. This doesn't necessarily mean that he's a bad person, you're a bad person. It's just like sometimes something's broken and it's hard to put the pieces back together. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you were able to let go of that relationship
knowing that you didn't even have a backup or a safety net, like that is so strong. And because I'm telling you, like, it was hard for me too to do that. It was really hard for me to do that. And just knowing that you were capable of doing that, it's very inspiring, and it lets people know that they can, like, it's okay to let go of a relationship that no longer serves you. You don't have to be in that relationship just because you've been with them for 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. Like, there's more to life, and look how much you've discovered about yourself, like your passions, like even changing your character and your persona in a way, because you said you felt like when you were in San Diego, you felt very robotic. In a way that you described it, it sounds like you were kind of like a people pleaser, or maybe a bit passive aggressive. As of now, you sound very assertive, and if you want to do something, you do it. If you don't, like, you let people know. So that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing, because that's another thing too. People are not, they're not able to be their true authentic selves because they're so scared of judgment. But it's like, you come to Miami and you feel like,
yeah,
you don't care anymore about anything.
It's true. And I think you nailed it. It's like this feeling of being a people pleaser. And I do think the change in environment changed that. Mm-hmm. In San Diego, it was like, I'm supposed to be a nice person. I've been in this relationship for 4 or 5 years, so I should take the next step. Whatever it is, it's like I was going with the path that felt like it would make other people happy. Mm-hmm. And moving here, I think there's almost a shamelessness to Miami that I love, that I find so refreshing, where just people are just willing to do what it takes. And sometimes it takes a lot of humility. Sometimes that takes doing cringy things, you know?
I have an example to bring up. When we were together at Anatomy, I remember there was this girl like taking a picture, or we were just talking about like people taking selfies at the gym. I remember you saying, it's like, I love that they're just like, no shame. They're posing in front of the mirror, like taking so many pictures. And yeah, you're right. In a way, for maybe someone looking at it, it looks cringy, but at that time, they don't care. They want to take that good picture. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And that's just one minor example of what I feel like you're talking about. It's like here, yeah, there's no shame. Like, people do what they want to do. And I love that. And everyone I've met is the same way. It's just like they're themselves, even if it's cringy, even if it might not please other people, they want to do what they feel like is best for them.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And in San Diego, it's not like that at all. It's like, people don't, if you dress up, people would be like, whoa, what are you doing here? Yeah, if you were taking pictures of yourself at the gym, people would be like, what is this, you know? And Miami people just don't care. I just love it. It rubs off on me from a distance.
You see how I walked down? I went downstairs to pick you up from the garage or open the door for you. I was in my pajamas, literally these disgusting looking Uggs, my glasses, my hair in a bun, like no fucks given. Yeah, we don't care. We truly don't care. It seems like you've been enjoying your time here in Miami, but I would like to know, were there any unexpected challenges that you faced after moving? And how did you navigate those?
One of the big adjustments was a lot of people here don't speak English. They only speak Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. So like every Uber driver, every contractor, when we first moved, we had a U-Haul pod that was supposed to be at the house when we arrived. Mm-hmm. And we flew with our pets. We had a dog and a cat at the time. We flew with the pets. We landed and the U-Haul pod's not there. And then the pets were supposed to get delivered right after the flight. Like 3-4 hours go by, no pets, no one's answering the phone. Oh, so it took like over a week to get the U-Haul with all of the stuff. And so it was like sitting on the floor for a week.
Oh my God.
It was insane. And then I had this bright idea of getting rid of all the furniture and getting all new furniture. This was towards the end of when COVID was kind of over, but the supply chain stuff was just a disaster. And so all the furniture was like 6 months delivery. Yeah. And I'm like, oh no, there's nothing. So that was an adventure. So it was like sitting on the floor for several months. Yeah.
I think in 2022, you moved here as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were experiencing the same. It was like 5-6 months to get something delivered.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also the place we moved into, because it was really hard to find a place at the time because everyone was moving to Miami. It was super competitive. There'd be a place for rent and you would have to outbid the other people to get the rental. It was crazy. So the place we got, we didn't actually get to see in person. When we arrived, it was like, oh, the pictures were better than this place looked. And it was actually a beautiful place. I loved that place.
This was a house in Coconut Grove.
It was in Coral Gables.
Oh, Coral Gables.
Yeah. So it had a yard and a pool. It was actually a beautiful house. I just had this like expectation expectation from the photos. And then every little thing, like this cabinet door doesn't close correctly, would bother me, you know? And so it took a couple months of feeling like this panic of like, oh no, did I make a terrible decision? But it was really the mindset shift that changed it. The house was the same, but by the end, it was like, I loved that house. I think back to it now, like that house was amazing. I loved it. It was so beautiful and lush and green and sunny. And so, yeah, it was just a mindset shift more than anything.
To appreciate
And I didn't actually have anything to complain about. It was just like, it was like an expectation mismatch. That was challenging. What about you?
I moved 4 times while I've been out here.
So there were some places you didn't like,
It's 2 years. I moved here in 2022, and I moved 4 times already since I've been here, which is fucking crazy. Yeah, well, I was with Colin, and then I moved out for a bit. You know my relationship. It's like a freaking, it's a little bit like a boomerang effect, okay? I love the relationship, but in a way, it's a little bit toxic. Let's just put it that way. Broke up with Colin, got back with Colin. So it's just a matter of like,
so you broke up, moved out,
but like, yeah, it was a short period of time, but I had to move all my shit, put into the new apartment that I was in, then moved back to Colin, then moved to your apartment at the Paramount, moved all my shit. Well, not all of it.
You were only there for like 2 weeks.
We were there for 2 weeks.
Then we got kicked out.
That's for another long
story.
That's for another episode. We got kicked out. So then I had to grab all my shit.
And then move here.
And guess what? In April,
we'll move again.
We're going to be moving again.
We've made it 5 months here. So going strong.
Yes, hopefully we are. The only reason why we're moving out is because the lease is over and we can't renew it, I think. But you're also moving in with Lauren, so that's amazing. Yeah. And it was fun. I mean, that was honestly that was the biggest challenge of just being a nomad, a freaking gypsy, packing my stuff, unpacking. But other than that, no challenges at all. Maybe just my car, but that's on me because I didn't renew my registration. So I was like paranoid that I was gonna get caught and like get my car taken away. But everything has been amazing. This ride in Miami has been, and also these unexpected things that happened where I had to move 4 different times. Like, it's always a cool story to tell people, you know?
Now you know all the neighborhoods.
Brickell, downtown, Edgewater, Miami Beach. And out of all 4 of them, I have to say, or 3 of them, Miami Beach has my heart. Mm. By the beach.
I thought you were going to say here was your favorite. No, I'm offended.
This is my favorite, but there's just something about being on the beach. I've told you this. Like, it's just so magical. Like, stepping out in the morning, walking on the sand, seeing the sunrise right there, like the horizon in front of you.
Yeah.
We have it here too. We definitely have it here, but there's just something about the beach.
About the beach. Yeah. Yeah. For those that don't know Miami, it's weird. The only beach is on Miami Beach, which is kind of like an island peninsula thing off the mainland. So the beach is on the peninsula, and then the mainland is all marinas and seawall. There's no beach in sort of Miami proper. There's only beach on Miami Beach, which is a peninsula. So
but I didn't
really
know
confusing.
That I didn't know that peninsula was man-made.
Oh right, I've heard that too.
It's man-made.
That's so crazy.
And all the little canals with all the houses on the water, those two, it's like, those were like the area where it's built on is all man-made.
It's such a wild
place. I know. And when I was like, every time I had that thought in my head and I was thinking of being in that building, I'm like, what if this just collapses? Like, wait, what? There's no concrete underneath?
Yeah, you're like, what are we standing on here?
I swear, I have those thoughts like pop in my head every other day where I just like have anxiety.
I had that thought when I was flying out of Miami the other night, and I looked down and there's like water, and then there's this giant peninsula, and then there's just these rows of giant buildings along the beach. And I was just like, they're just like chilling there right by the water. I'm like, this just feels precarious.
Yeah, it was scary living in that building.
But it's a beautiful place to live.
It absolutely is. So Sylvia, looking back, what would you say to the version of yourself who was afraid to make this move? And what do you hope listeners take away from your story?
I think what I would say to the old version of myself that lived in San Diego that felt a little stuck would be that 2 things I would say to myself. One is, if you have that itch and that thought and that desire and that seed that's planted in your mind that just has a pull somewhere for seemingly no logical reason sometimes, to always honor that, because I never could have imagined. If you would have asked me 2-3 years ago where I would be today, I would say you're insane. Mm-hmm. But I'm so grateful for all the change that's happened. And so I think what I would wish for my past self would be just to trust that feeling, because if I would have planned my life this way, like I never would have planned my life this way. I never would have planned to be where I am now. But sometimes the most unexpected things are the most beautiful opportunities. I heard something said once. I went to this talk about New Year's and personal transformation and what actually causes change. They were saying, oh, you can see all the, like, data doesn't work. You can see all the data in the world that says you should stop smoking or whatever, and people just still won't do it. So data doesn't really cause change. Like, you can have all the knowledge, but that doesn't necessarily cause the change. What actually causes the change is a big shift in worldview. And oftentimes that big shift in worldview comes from accidents, comes from disasters, comes from unexpected things.
Horrible things happening, yeah.
And I remember the speaker saying, you can't plan those things, but you can make yourself more accident prone. And I remember at the time being like, what? But now I get it. If you trust that feeling, if you jump off the cliff, it's almost like you're making yourself more accident prone, but it's those accidents that are the happiest accidents and cause the biggest transformations that are sometimes unexpected, but more beautiful than you ever could have planned.
Yeah, it's like you don't need to be in that accident for something terrible to happen. It's like you're kind of like what you're saying is like you want to put yourself in that situation to have that change. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like a lot of people, exactly, change happens when devastating things happen to someone. For example, someone hitting rock bottom with their alcohol addiction, their drug addiction. It's like, we don't want to get to that point. But also, when you don't have terrible things happening to you, you get complacent. And that's why sometimes people that have these addictions, they're extremists because they're all or nothing. Mm-hmm. But when they take that energy and they were using that energy into negative things and then they pour it into something positive, something beautiful can come out of it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when people are just complacent and they don't have like these terrible things happening to them, they just think, oh, well, this is what life is. But then what you said is that there's always, and I think since you're bringing this up, I've experienced it myself and I've heard about it from multiple people. There's just something inside of us that we know deep down that there's more for us in our life. And it's like you said, listening to that gut feeling. And if you think, if there's even just a little, like a 1% chance that goes through your thoughts, that's like, I need to move somewhere else or I want to move to the city, fucking do it. Mm-hmm. Do it. Mm-hmm. Because there's a reason that thought is in your head. It doesn't just like come in there randomly. I mean, there's a lot of negative thoughts that come into our mind, but then there's a lot of other things that it's like they're thrown at us for a reason. Mm-hmm. And we should listen to our gut. And it's just like, I'm in the same position that you are. It's moving here to Miami was the best decision ever. I've never felt so, I mean, I still have my stressful days, but in a way relaxed, at peace with myself. And meeting you, having an amazing community around me. And I love the fact too that it's just a melting pot. Not that I didn't have that in Los Angeles, but the people here are just so much friendlier. Mm-hmm. Going into a store, oh my God, customer service in LA is disgusting. I hate going. They're so rude to you. It's like you're doing them a favor. Bitch, I'm paying you. But here, everyone is so nice and they're like, mi amor, mi corazón, like my love, my heart, coming from a woman. And I'm just like, oh my God, my heart. Like that is so sweet. And the Uber drivers are nice. It's like, yeah, it's really difficult to communicate with them, but you make it work.
Yeah.
You make it work. And there's just so many elements too that come into place. It's like going back to what you said, the mindset, the shift in the mindset. There's all these macro elements here where, okay, there's buildings, the people, the weather. You might not be super intrigued by the weather here in Miami, or you might not like the building you're living in, but you need to go with those micro elements that are going to make your experience good. So who you choose to listen to, the books you choose to read, those habits that we always talk about that are so important. It's like you can create a different version of yourself if you're moving to that place where maybe you're not at ease with yourself or you don't feel like you have this strong mindset. You can always fix that and you can get better and you can feel more confident. And that goes along with your environment and the people you choose to meet while you're in a new city.
Yeah.
And we've been so lucky with that.
So lucky. Yeah. Yeah. I think Another thing I would say to my past self who was afraid to move is the advice I would give is to sit for a minute and get really quiet and just ask yourself questions and be curious about what's there. And some of the biggest decisions in my life I've made by just sitting and asking myself what feels right, which maybe sounds a little out there.
No, but it's so hard to do.
So hard. I spent like 12 years of my life running away from ever doing that. And literally just taking a minute to sit and ask yourself a question, get quiet for a minute, ask yourself a question, you will be blown away by how much is there.
So people are so scared to sit with their thoughts because they're scared of the answer, mm-hmm. and which is then, okay, we need to hold ourselves accountable and make that change. And a lot of people do not want to hear it, do not want to listen to it. And they'll just continuously like go on with their day and keep themselves busy and try to avoid that conversation. So having that moment with yourself, even if it takes a few hours, a few days, a few months, it is the most important conversation you'll ever have because it's with yourself and you're going to determine your future. So those talks with yourself are very important. And I'm glad you did it because not a lot of people can do it.
I know. It's hard. It's scary. You're like, what am I going to find so in there? Scary. It's like probably some things you don't like that are going to turn out like better than you could have possibly imagined.
And now, but yeah, then you had the conversation and you've bettered yourself in so many ways. And I'm sure you couldn't be prouder of yourself, more proud of yourself.
Oh, yeah. I think the topic of the move actually is a microcosm for so many other big questions and topics and change. So
I know there's so many things that we brought into this conversation that we can go and dive into a little bit more.
Yeah.
But no, this is honestly one of the biggest questions that I get asked on Instagram. Like, I want to move to Miami. How? I just don't know. Like, I don't want to leave my friends behind. What did you go through? So it's good that we did this.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And we will be talking about our best and worst diets for the next one.
You don't have to move to Miami specifically.
Yeah.
But I highly recommend
it.
You should. 10 out of 10.
Life changing, right?